All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and we're back with Depraved Awakening. This might be the end. Not sure. But if it is, we'll definitely have something you guys want to see. So, you know, just a heads up. I got the drug, names, money, and motives these assholes are done. I may not be able to prove who killed Richard, but with everything else, I can wrap the whole lot in a conspiracy charge. Come tomorrow, it's time to go to the Free City Press. Public pressure should be enough to get the ball rolling. Stella, I'll make sure you didn't die in vain, I promise you. Lord Grimm, or rather, Grim Lord, can't even get my name right, whatever, is on the case. A few hours later, I've been driving in circles. Damn it, Grimm, I need to clear my head. I've had some rough days, but this tops them all. Alright, I don't care. I need some coffee. Good, it's empty. Clear his throat. Excuse me. Sure thing, mister. I'll be right with you. So what can I get you tonight? Coffee? On second thought, that's probably not the best idea. How about tea? You don't look like the tea drinking type. Tea's fine, just put lots of sugar in it. I don't want to be a bother, but are you feeling okay, mister? Just a case I'm working on has spiraled out of control. Case like a detective? A private eye? Pretty much, darling. Oh, you gotta tell me about it. Well, almost 2 weeks ago. I don't know what it was about her, but I just spilled the beans. Maybe it was her body. I wonder. I told her about Judy, about Christina, about Carly, about Mido, even Stella. Maybe the way she leaned over the counter? I told her about Sun Wu, about Patrick, about Eddie, about Hollis, about Matlock, even the dragon. Why? In the end, I just needed someone who would listen. Someone who wouldn't judge me. Someone outside all of this. Someone who would remember. Someone in the damn city that cared. So what are you gonna do now? The only thing I can do. Finish it. No, I mean, who are you gonna go to? Sorry? Mido must be lonely, having no idea what's going on. Maybe you should go see her tonight. Mido is strong-willed. I think she'll be okay. Nonsense. You should go to her. Perhaps you're right. Then there's Judy. She must be terrified with all this. Poor thing got caught up in it. I know, she doesn't deserve any of it. I wish she could have a moment's peace. It's not fair to her. Okay, so we're going with Mido. Mido must be getting anxious. You're right. I should check in on her. We'll get this right. She's pretty important to you, huh? Yeah, she is. Well, what are you waiting for? Oh, I forgot about your tea, mister. Or should I say, detective? Forget it, kid. And it's Detective Grimm. Detective Grimlord. 30 minutes later, outside the Vic. Back again. Be good to see Mido again. I was saying Mido, but I believe it's Mido. Should also check on Carly. See how she's holding up. Man, you gotta check and see how all these girls are doing, right? Whoops. And then, a minute later on the elevator. Damn stupid heels. Obvious what she's here for. She looks pretty nervous. She looks pretty familiar. You okay? Excuse me? Holy shit, we know that. Okay, hold up. We know who that is. Sorry, don't mind me, but you should probably put that outfit on after you arrive, not before. Damn, I'm sorry. Yeah, a bit nervous. Okay, very nervous. You'll be fine. You look like you have your head on straight. The first sign of something odd. Get out of Dodge. There are some nasty individuals out there. So, is this, like, is it Victoria? Is it Veronica? I can't remember. But is that, like, her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother? Because, you know, she's in the cyberpunk game. So, this would be way back then. So I've heard. This is just some old guy. I heard he's a sweetheart, so I think I'll be fine. That's good to hear. Well, this is my floor. You take care now. Yeah, you too. Yes, sir. You should just invest in a large coat. Heh, I'll pick one up tomorrow. Now, please let this not be too awkward. Knock, knock. Hey, Grim. Carly. Look, it may not mean much right now, but I have what we need. I'm going to the press tomorrow morning. That's still not going to bring Stella back. It's not fair. She never did anything wrong. I know. I'm doing the one thing I know that can stop them. I just hope it works. I want all those bastards behind bars. I think I need a hot shower just to take my mind off things. Again, just be careful out there. I've already had too much pain for a lifetime. Don't add to that. Shit, I forgot to ask about Mito. The sound of running water can be heard behind the bathroom door. Hey, Carly. Yeah, Grim? Where's Mito? My guess is she went down to the pool. She mentioned she wanted to go for a swim earlier. Carly, I'm leaving now. Goodbye, Carly. A few minutes later, it always comes back to this. Well, I shouldn't mind. Just look at her. She would live in there if she could. Hey, kiddo, why don't you take a break and come here? Grim, you came back. Of course I came back. I had to see you after all this. I knew you would come back to me. Now it's really sounding authentic. Always. Carly told me what happened. Are you going to make them pay for that? Tomorrow there'll be a reckoning. I got what I need. The press will have a field day with it. Why not the police? I can't trust them. At least this way everyone will know. Always the hero, I see. Would you have it any other way? Never. You will always be my hero. Now follow me. Is there anything I can do to help you? What are you thinking? Well, Mr. Grimm, I am yours after all. You tell me. I'm sorry for being all wet. Don't be. I just want to please you, especially after what you went through. Let me pleasure you. Slurping sounds. It's not like Lust Theory, guys. We don't have a woman to actually do them. And no, I'm not going to perform that live. That's what I needed. That's what I needed. You're getting better at that. Oh! Sorry, I'll be leaving now. Can't even go for a swim these days. Mr. Grimm, how about somewhere more private, such as? Nobody was in the changing room. Shall we?
We shall.
You should crawl. Yes, Mr. Grimm. No time to waste, Mito. Tonight I want you to be nice. I'm just not. Of course, it's okay. Now, is this better? Indeed, no more interruptions. My God, what is it? You're beautiful, like a dream. I'd kill for you. You already have. It's my turn to please you. Oh, Mr. Grimm? You are my goddess, Mito. That's a bit far, bud. Now let me taste you. Oh, Mr. Grimm, that feels wonderful. Mr. Grimm, oh! Grunts. Up we go. Take me, I'm yours. You're no one's, Mito. But I want to be yours. Only if your wish commands it. It does. Then you're mine and I am yours. Down we go. I'm scared about tomorrow, Grimm. What if you... Forget that. Think only of now. That's my angel. Now is all that matters. Take me. Well, let's see here. On the bench. Have me right here on the bench, Mr. Grimm. As you wish. Yes. Do you want me to go faster? I do. Please. Oh God, yes, that's it, Mr. Grimm. Do you want to do something else? Yes, please. Come here. Or she says, come here, rather. Wow. Do I please you? Very much so. Get on the floor, Mr. Grimm. Are you going to ride on top of me again? I know how much you enjoy it. Fuck yes, I love it. Let me feel you deep in me, Mr. Grimm. Oh yes, keep going, please don't stop. Like, pants heavily. That, yes, just like that, wow. I want to do something special for you. Anything. Take me from behind, but not in my pussy. Are you sure? I know it will please you, Mr. Grimm. Moans. Push it in me. Oh, there we go. Damn, that feels good. You like it when you do this to me? Can I go harder? Yes. Ah, yes. Grunts. I knew you would enjoy that, Mr. Grimm. It is starting to hurt. Can we do something else? I'm sorry, I didn't mean... It's okay, I just need more practice. I guess you have to pretty much do it this way. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way the scene is set up. Yeah. I'm gonna come! Come in me! Yes! God, yes! Mito, that was wonderful. That it was, Mr. Grimm. I'm gonna have to go again, Mito. So soon? But you just got here. Sorry, kiddo, but I have to check in on Judy. I need to be sure they're okay. Or she's okay? I thought she was coming here. Plans change. Still not sure if I can trust who she's with. That's why I need to head over there. Make sure she's protected. I understand. Grimm, stay safe. If something were to happen to you, nothing will happen to me. It's okay, kiddo. Stay strong for me. I will try. A few minutes later, downstairs. Time to go check on Judy and Christina. It's late. They'll surely be asleep by now. Speaking of which, I have to do that when I get there. At least I know Mito and Carly are safe. Well, well, well. Look who came out to play. Your poor little friends are all alone upstairs. Tsk, tsk. Why don't we go play a little game with them? Phone ringing. Where are you? I just found our detective leaving the Vic. I was just about to pay his girlfriend a visit. Later. Right now you need to follow him. We need to know what he has on us. This time, don't do anything rash. Click. Shit, I was planning to have fun with those two. Some other time. Now, what do we do about you? Anything, Daddy, I want you to forgive me. I'll think it over. Please, I thought it would work. Sadly, I as well. Normally, my princess, the simplest solution is the smartest move. Your idea, far too complicated. Hold this. Yes, sir. Now open that little mouth wide for me. Gagging noises. I will show you wonderful, terrible things. There we go. My little slut is finally starting to learn. Mr. Matlock. Holiday, what is it? The doctor, Turner, we can't find him anywhere. What about it? He was supposed to call in tonight, but never did. So we went looking. His place is empty. Must be getting cold feet. I knew he was a coward. After the dragon is done with your old friend, she will track him down. Speaking of, Grimm sleeps in the bed he made. The girl, she did nothing wrong. Heh, you want her, don't you, Mr. Halliday? Consider her a gift for my outburst earlier. Under one condition. You will help the dragon tomorrow and don't fail me again. Now, if you don't mind, I am a little busy. You can either leave or fuck this slut's ass. Your choice. More gagging noises. That's right, my little princess. I know you love it. Oh, shit. Don't get any on the floor. Gasping for breath. Ah, yes! She's all yours, Mr. Halliday. That's my princess. Don't worry, Eddie. She can't break. She's already broken. Kira, are you all right? Light coughs. This is fucked up. Again, Eddie, tomorrow is your last chance. You will not let me down. No, sir. 4 a.m. at Christina's. About time. Now I can put my feet up. Poor thing. I hope this mess will be over soon. Damn, cute ass on her. Should leave her be. Whatever that shit was, it's wearing off. A week ago, I would have dove right in there. Groans in her sleep. Beautiful legs. Nice ass. I am one lucky guy. Well, considering. Psst, Judy. Grim? What time is it? Can't recall, around 4 in the morning, maybe. So why are you here? After earlier, I couldn't stop thinking about you. I feel the same, Daddy. Why don't we take these off? Oh! Come here. You're shaking. I can't tell if I'm nervous or tired, or both. Feeling better? Could you do me a favor? Sure. Can you turn the light on? Click! I'm ready for you. Such a lovely sight. You're sweet. Judy, come to me. You taste amazing. Keep going, that feels... great! Now for the main course. Just slow at first, I'm still a bit sore from last time. You just let me know if you feel uncomfortable. Mmm, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Doing okay? Mmm, yes, Daddy. Oh, that felt good. Yes, it did. Did you come? Not even close. Requires a bit more work than that. I'm not some college kid, remember? I guess we need to get to work then. What now? Let me feel your hands. You want me to stroke it for you, Daddy? I do. Not too tight now. How's that? Is that better? Very good. I love the way you stare at me when you do that. I want you inside me again. You do now, huh? Yes, Daddy, very much so. Come and get me. All right. Bend over. Stick that delicious ass up in the air for me. Thank you. Yes, I'm ready for you. Oh, yes, keep going. Come for me, Judy. Yes, Daddy, make me come. God, yeah. Come on, you can do it. Yes, I'm coming. Did you come? Not yet. Still have work to do, kiddo. Ha, don't call me that right now. Come here. I want to feel you inside me. Daddy, is that good? I think this may be my favorite position yet. I'll remember that. I wish we could do this all night. So do I. Again, I'm not a young college kid, though. You're all I need. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Oh, yes. All right, so... that's the end. Damn, I can't last much longer. Let me help. Yes, keep looking at me. Are you... close! Sorry. It's alright, Daddy. Why don't you get some sleep and I'll get this off my face. Sounds like a decent plan. The next day. What a night. Heh. Panties on the dresser. Already making herself at home, I see. Damn, my back. Not as young as I used to be, that's for sure. You and me both, brother. Let's see what those two are up to. Then off to the Free City Press. Beautiful view to walk in on. Hold on just a second. Let me get some water. I have several water bottles at all times, because you never know. Reading this stuff, you have to keep your throat at least somewhat lubricated. Morning. It's a bit after 12. You really slept for a while. You know today is important. You needed sleep. Did I? Yes, you did. You look beat. I didn't want to bother you. Hey, guys. I see discretion has gone out the window. Hold up. We could have banged Carly again? Hold on. We're gonna go. Hold up. Oh, man. I don't think you can. I don't think it's gonna let us go back. No, it won't. We can only go into the... I don't want to go through all this again. Shit, hold on. Well, unfortunately, we can't. So, that's something you guys are gonna have to watch. You two want something to eat? I could go for some French toast, I think. Perhaps. Well, no, it wasn't... No, it wasn't Carl. That's Christina. We're not gonna get to bang Christina again. We already banged her one time. So it's Carly. And I can't remember who that is. But, alright. I could go for some French toast, I think. Perhaps it's not my place, remember? Let's take a look through the fridge. Oh. What is it? There's barely anything here. Don't worry about it. I can wait. You sure? It's okay. We can grab something on the way. Look, kiddo, I'm just gonna get cleaned up. I'll meet you two out here in a few, but we have to head... Before we head off to the newspaper. That feels good. Wish I could stay here for hours, starting to see the appeal that Mito has with it. Meanwhile, I'll just be a second. It's right around the corner. I think Grim wants us to stay here. Look, I'll just be a minute, I promise. Get some bread, eggs, and a few other things. A few minutes later, outside. Grim seems pretty rough these last few days. Hopefully this will cheer him up a bit. Not to mention, I am starving. Fucking French toast! A few minutes later. That didn't take long. Whistles. Continues to whistle. Hey! Asshole! Damn it! I can't go back now! Next time, look where you're going! Prick! Doesn't even apologize. What is it with people? Christina, I presume? Don't you run, you little bitch! Help! Just get to the street! Almost there! Hold it right there, girl. This damn bitch can run. I don't know anything. Just let me go. First lie. Don't test me. Ah! Now you're gonna answer my questions, you little skank. And don't you lie to me again. I don't know what you want. Panting heavily. Good, you caught her. Now what? Fucking cops. I know that detective is in that building you left. That's what you will tell me. What apartment? Fuck you! It doesn't work that way, girl. Now tell me what I need to know, then maybe I won't carve you up. Apartment 1012. Just don't hurt Judy, she has no idea. So now what the fuck do we do with you? Take her with us. Sounds good, if she's lying, I gut her on the spot. Wait. What is it, Piggy? If she comes with us, she could alert them. My car is over in the alley. Let me throw her in the trunk. Perhaps you're right, the girl's all yours. What are you gonna do with me? Would you just keep moving? Now get lost. Wait, what? I have enough shit to deal with right now. I don't need to worry about some random girl as well. I can just go? Are you fucking dense? Get the hell out of here. Just keep running. Now let's get this shit over with. A minute later. The hell are you getting? He said I had to work with you two. He didn't say how. God damn, are you nuts? People will see. Let them. Oh shit, hold on now. What the bloody fuck? Watch where you point that thing. This is just a warning. Stay out of my way. That detective is mine. We're on the same side here, but fuck me. Are you done? Hollis, can't you see I'm a bit busy? I'm only here because of you. You want my help or not? As for you... How about we don't cause a huge racket? That girl at the clothing store lived, you know. She ID'd you to a T. Unlike you, I don't have a death wish, nor do I want to see the inside of a jail cell. So let's not be stupid here and just get this fucking thing done right. Meanwhile, okay, are you ready to head out? Soon, Christina went out to grab some food. She what? She said she'd be quick. We're leaving now. What about Christina? Forget her. We're leaving. Go get dressed, quick. What the hell? Why would she do that? Damn it, Christina. Why? Fuck it. Gotta get this to the press. Remember, in and out. Less attention, the better. That gun doesn't help. Fuck off. I gave Grim enough chances to get out of this. Shit, that stubborn bastard. This is on him. Eddie, this is crazy. It's broad daylight. Maybe we should rethink this? This isn't the time to chicken out, Hollis. If he got to the dock, he needs to be stopped now. Why aren't we waiting on Christina? Judy, she betrayed our trust once. Her leaving like that. I can't risk it. Worst case, she sits up there by herself for a while. Hurry up, you two. What's the plan? We go in quick, storm the place, then part ways. Eddie, this is too fucked up. You listening, Eddie? Why the fuck are we here? Get your fucking hands off me. Don't make me shoot you both. It's time. Judy, I already said we're not waiting. We could have left a note, something. Christ! Get down, quick! Who's that? Someone not very nice. Whatever happens to me, promise one thing. You take this bag and bring it to the newspaper. Okay? Promise me. I promise, sobs. Judy, they're headed this way. When I get a chance, I'll get that door open. When I do, you need to run as fast as you can. We know you're there, Grim. Give us what you have and you're free to go. That's not part of the plan. Detective, you won't see another dawn. However, if you want the girl to live, come out now. Bang! Bang! Fuck me! Grim, hold up! Go to hell, Eddie! You were always a lousy shot, Grim! Now we get to have fun. You could have made the situation so simple, but simple is boring. Show me that pretty head of yours. The sound of police sirens can be heard in the distance. Eddie, we have to go, right fucking now! You fucking cowards! It's now or never. Smash! Bang! Oh no, you don't! Grim! Come to me, Judy! Now run! Get in, whatever you do, don't lose that bag! Get in! The screech of tires on hot pavement. Screech! Grim, slow down! I can't, she won't stop. Oh shit, Grim! Go faster! Fuck, where's the gun? Jesus H. Christ! Why is she slowing down? What the fuck? Start, you stupid thing! What is she doing? Just go! Yep, screw this, hold on! Ah, fuck it! Grim! Ah! Grim! Ah, Judy! No, don't pass out! Grim! Smash! Holy shit! Grim? Get up! Please! Judy! Are you okay? I'm here. I'll be okay, but what about you? Don't worry about me. I need you to go. Take that back and get to the Free City Press. But, Grim, you need help. I can't leave you like this. You can and you will. The cops will be here soon. You can't let them catch you. Just get to the press. Okay, sniffs. That's it. Get out of here. Good work, kiddo. Don't look back. Sobbing. Fuck me. Same damn shoulder. You can't get rid of me that easily, detective. You think you can take what was mine and not deserve retribution? He was my word and you smashed his fucking head in with a rock. He was my world, rather. And you smashed his fucking head in with a rock. I wanted to make you suffer. Coughs up blood. But watching you die before me works just fine. I'm gonna cut you open. Come on, Grim, get out. Gah! This time there's no running. Coughs up more blood. This time you die. Now meet your fate. Gah! Gah! Crack! Not today! Crack! Coughs up even more blood. Ugh! I fucking shot you! Your boyfriend made the same mistake. Husband, what does it matter now? He's dead. I presume I will be shortly. The sound of sirens get closer. Not much time now. Do it, detective. You know I won't stop. I don't know what exactly happened to you, but I wish it on no one. Spare me the pity. Don't just stand there, you chicken shit. Do it! Thunk! I'm not like you. You'll face your justice. Cops are almost here. I have to get out of here. Oh shit. Head to the press to find Judy. No, I'm going to the hospital. Alright, Grim, no time to waste. Sometime after the scene of the crash. Ugh! I'm almost there. Maybe that nurse can help me. God damn it, I need to get paid more for this. Shit, I can barely feel my legs. Help! Help me! Quick, I need a doctor here. Possible gunshot wound. Commotion erupts in the room as the darkness closes in. Alright, lift. We have a gunshot wound. Pass through. The patient is going into shock. Heavy loss of blood. I need him prepped stat. Listen to me. You're gonna be alright. Just hang on. Doctor, we're losing him. Meanwhile, the sound of rushing footsteps are drowned out by the city's traffic. Breathing heavily. Hey, careful where you're going! Sorry! Hello! Can someone... I need help! Ah! Begins sobbing uncontrollably. Hey, are you okay? Where is everyone? You didn't hear? A big shootout just happened downtown. Everyone went scrambling to find out more. Do you need me to call? I was there. You want to know everything? Huh? Over the next few days, the story breaks to the public. Chaos ensues at all levels of the city. Extra, extra, depraved sex cult grips city! Ugh, nobody buys these anymore. The story is all over the news, Mr. Turner. We're not your local boys in blue, you know that? We'll find the truth. None of your old friends are gonna help, so you help us, then we can help you. Look, Eric, can I call you Eric? Your wife was particularly informative on what you've been doing these last few months. Just give us the names, Eric, then this can be over for you. Fess up, you dickless bastard. Yeah. Informative is right. Is that all you got? I need to find me a real man. God damn, where am I? Shit, where's Judy? Ah, damn it to hell, that shoulder again. Phew, these painkillers are kicking in. I'm gonna just... The next morning. I wonder how long I was out for. God, I hope Judy made it. Maybe there's something on the news. Click! Our city won't stand for these kinds of people. You have my promise they'll all be brought to justice. But Mayor, what is your reaction to the photos just released of you with a young girl walking around with a toy inserted into a rectum that has an uncanny resemblance to a... squirrel? A what? A squirrel? I have no idea what you are. Mayor Johnson, come back! Heh, could never stand that guy. God, if they got the mayor, who else did they get? You made it after all, Judy. Nice work. Sometime after, at St. Bernard Cemetery. We come here today to bid farewell to our dear departed loved one, who was tragically taken from us. Sniffles. Before we inter our fallen loved one, clear his throat. Short moment of silence. Now we shall start the rite of committal. We read in sacred scripture from Matthew 25:34, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, says the Lord, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Hollis waits for the inevitable. He hears a barrage of footsteps running up the stairs. Lord Jesus Christ, by your own 3 days in the tomb, he reaches for his scotch, likely the final taste of freedom he'll ever know. You hallowed the graves, and he dwells on the trigger in front of him, his salvation, his escape. Of all who believe in you, then with that, he shall only know silence. And so made the grave a sign of hope. Eddie races through the woods, out of breath, out of strength, out of time. That promises resurrection, even as it claims our mortal bodies. Blind desperation takes over. One last futile attempt at escape. Grant that our loved one may sleep here in peace. He shall know that his fate, is sealed. Until you awaken, she to glory. Really? With his dying breath came regret. For you are the resurrection and the life. Then she will see you face to face, and in your light will see light. Matlock's pride drives him, fuels him. With it shall be his downfall. And know the splendor of God, for you live and reign forever and ever. Then, like Goliath, the mighty was struck down by an ordinary man. Amen. Mito. Mr. Grimm, you're late. Sorry, kiddo, I got here as quick as I could. I just discharged an hour ago. How is she? Better, but she needed this. I can't believe this all happened so fast. Hey, chin up, Mito. It's over. Nobody's gonna hurt you again. Thank you. By the way, after this, there are some financial items we should discuss. You don't owe me anything, Mito. Yes, I do. It wouldn't feel right otherwise. My friend Henry can give you the details. I don't know how to thank you. You already have. What about your family? Are they all right? Of course, they're all headed to Basan. Soon I will head there to see them again. They'll be happy to have you back. I hope she'll be fine. Stella and her were close. How about you? How you holding up, kiddo? Much better now that you're here. You have nothing else to fear. Nobody's gonna hurt you again. You promise? With all my heart. Come with me? To where? To see my family. I have things that I need to wrap up here first, but I could use the vacation. It'll be more than that, I promise you. I like the sound of that. I knew you would. Over the coming months... Okay, she can come in now. What the fuck do you want? I need to tell you something. Tell me what? About your mother. Growls. I think I'm gonna get out of here and finish the job. Sit down. You're like a broken record. What about that bitch? She did it again. Let her new husband do exactly what your father did to you. They caught her. With my help. Is she dead? She will be. Two dead girls. State she's in. They don't take kindly to child killers. Leave, detective. Perhaps now if I get out of here, I won't kill you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Some debts need to be paid. What is that racket? Can a man watch TV in peace? Hey, keep it! What? Go back and watch TV, Eric. Okay. Now feed me that cock. Gulp. After the sweeping arrests, hey, don't worry. I'll see you then. 6, right? Yeah. I know I'll head to the library first. I gotta run. Carly's coming in now. Okay, you take care, kiddo. I'll see you tonight. Hey, still here? Hey, yeah, just sorting out the paperwork on the new place. You know, this place does have its charms. It does. Anyways, what did you find out? Any information on that girl? One of my girls is poking around for me. She owed me a favor. What about you, any luck? Yeah, got a pitch from an old contact downtown. Runs a bar. Says he saw her there a few nights back. May want to get your girl to check on that. That old Irish place on 4th and Main. Oh, I know it. Is that where you tried to pick up that awful accent? Don't make me hurt you. Anyway, I should head out. Still have some leads I want to catch up on. Stay out of trouble, will you? I'm the one who's supposed to tell... Oh, excuse me. It's like, stay out of trouble, will you? And she says, I'm the one who's supposed to tell you that. Great, my own Velda. I guess it's time to run a few errands. Wait, she wrote a book? About me, no less. That would explain where she's been hiding all this time. Huh, is that supposed to be Carly? Name, Grim. Grim! Well, hello to you. Oomph. Holy shit, I missed you. What are you doing here? I heard about this little tidbit from Judy, had to see for myself. Can't believe you kept it a secret. Now I understand all of Judy's questions about the case. Guilty as charged. You look pretty upset. Book signing did not go as planned? Not as planned, no. Just a new book deal. You know, all in a day's work, finally putting that lit degree to use. I thought you were a final straggler wanting a book signed. A much welcome surprise. So no more massage parlors? Fuck no, screw that. Say, tonight, do you want to come by for dinner? Yeah, Judy was mentioning that. I'll be there. Now that I have someone I need to say goodbye to. A few hours later at the Free City Airport. Good, I didn't miss her. Mr. Grimm came to say farewell? Of course, kiddo. Do you think you'll come back? Probably not, though I'll miss you and Henry. Well, here's the last of it, Miss Young. Thank you, Henry. Hey, Grim. Henry, how are you? Oh, not bad. You know, Mino told me a good deal about you. Could always use someone on the pay to help me out. Business has exploded recently. And from what I hear, you will need a new job soon. You know, maybe I'll take you up on that offer. Perfect. Finding respectable help in this town is hard. So is finding respectable men. As for you, Mr. Grimm, I hope the apartment is okay. It's really lovely, but you didn't have to do that. Yes, I did. Also, stop saying that, Mr. Grimm. Everyone needs a place to call home. You lost yours because of me. You know, while you're here, I could always use a new car. That, Mr. Grimm, you need to earn doing what you do best. Well, it was worth a shot. I'm gonna miss you. You know that, right? I'll miss you too. It'll be nice to see my family again. Say hi to them for me, alright? I will, Mr. Grimm. I guess this is it. I just want to thank you one last time. You're welcome, Mito. Later that evening. So how was the food? Good, right? Well, guys, really? Pretty much, I think that all this, it's somewhat unbecoming. It's not you. What's that supposed to mean? I think what Grimm here is trying to say in the worst possible manner, we like you as Christina. You don't have to act differently around us. Exactly. We want wild and spontaneous Christina, not I need to balance my checkbook, Christina. You know, that tasted like shit. How about pizza next time? Yes, thank God. Please never cook again. Heh, yeah, please don't. Pizza will always be fantastic. Crap, it's getting late. I have to get that story into Jessica soon or she'll have my head. I should take off too. Later, guys, and I promise, next time just pizza. So why do you have to leave? Just have to file some paperwork. You know, citing stuff. Well, I'll see you next time. Sure you don't want to split the cab? Nah, I'll walk. I need the fresh air. You sure? Yeah, it's okay. You go on, kiddo. Good night. Hey, Grim. Grim? Sometimes life throws us a right hook. You have to learn to roll with it. It's for the best to not always get too close. Later that night, back at the office. I'm gonna miss this place. Had some good times here. Just the old look has to go. Clink. One last drink. I'm sorry for everything. If I could change things, I would. You didn't deserve any of this. But at the same time, I want to thank you. Without you, I would never have become the man I am now. I wish you and Richard were here to see that. The world would be a much better place with you in it. I'll do my best, I promise, to honor your memory. To be a good man. A better man. I should go. I just wanted to have one last chat. Wherever you are, good night. Click. And that's it. We're done with Depraved Awakening. I liked it. I don't think it has as crazy of a plot as, you know, City of Broken Dreamers. This is pretty good. Hey, look, Batman was a part of it. See, I told you. And you know that part where she's looking around and she's like, Grim, where are you? Batman had involvement right there. That's where he said, you know, because you remember, like, Commissioner Gordon. He'd be talking all of a sudden. He'd be like, oh, yep, there he goes. That's just a thing he does. Oh, Dr. Pinkcake helped out. Cool. Oz would never have made this game what it is now. Wow. Give Donut a treat for me. I wonder what happened. Did anyway, yeah. If you enjoyed this, consider supporting me on Patreon at www.patreon.com/phillygames. Every bit helps. I do support Philly Games. Right now I've been supporting City of Broken Dreamers. It's not much, but, you know, it helps. And he's a really cool guy to talk to. In Discord server, he's always willing to talk to somebody. And definitely, you know, check it out. Obviously, support City of Broken Dreamers. He's still working on it. It's a big final update, but we will have the end of that eventually. It's going to take a while. That might even be a couple of videos, because that's a long... what did he say? Like 400 renders? 500 renders? I don't know how many scenes. 30-something animated scenes? That's a lot. He's really trying to push it hard. But this was good. I liked it. I liked that final... You know, that car chase and all the shit that happened there and the aftermath. It was all really good. So at any rate, guys, this is it for Depraved Awakening. We'll have something else tomorrow. I don't know what it'll be. I'll figure out something. Probably that Chasing Sunsets or Sexbot or something. Probably Chasing Sunsets because we did that one first. We'll do Sexbot later on. But I'm just basically looking at the ones that got the most hits, and those are the ones that are basically getting done. Okay, so this is the Grimlord. I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with something else.